What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let us take this morning's look at some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. Marking the first official day of transition between the outgoing and incoming governments, José Raúl Molina received his credentials as president-elect of Panama this Monday. This was at the main headquarters of the Tribunal Electoral. Upon leaving the event, Molina, who ran for the Realizing Meta, CRM and the Alianza parties, told the media that this afternoon he will hold another meeting with the President Laurentino Nito Cortizo, in which they will talk about the state security issues. Each ministry is already linked to the outgoing minister, and the meetings formally begin today, said Molina. Everyone is a technician in their area. What I have asked the ministers is request all the information possible to be able to make the best decisions. The country's financial reports have not yet been presented to him, said Molina, who added that the next meeting with the outgoing government will cover precisely that issue. The event, a purely protocol event, began with promotional videos prepared by the Tribunal Electoral that recounted what happened in the elections of the 5th of May. The room was full and several people had to stand. Molina appeared calm, sitting in the front row next to his wife Maricel Cohen, while he watched a video of the official Tribunal Electoral call that proclaimed him the president-elect a little after 9 p.m. on the 5th of May. The designated Minister of Education, Lucy Molinar, yesterday, sent a message to teachers to calm down. Nothing is happening, in the face of the reactions that have arisen among the various teaching unions after her appointment to the portfolio. Molinar indicated that they are going to talk, but we must respect that there is an authority in office right now. We are going to meet with the unions, and it was one of the president's first requests, she added. On the 1st of June of 2024, a total of 16 teaching unions presented a roadmap with state educational policies, this in order to improve relevant aspects of Panamanian education, such as educational transformation and greater efficiency in budget management, they explained at a press conference. The National Alliance of Educators of Panama, UNEP, and the Association of Educators for the Quality of Panamanian Education presented their proposals based on three aspects: the transformation of the educational system, curriculum and its functions, compliance with the decentralization law in the educational system, and improvements in the competition for teacher appointments. Recently, the National Secretary of the Association of Veraguanese Educators, Luis Sanchez, reported that as an organization, they hope that in this new opportunity, Mrs. Molinar returns with good intentions to resolve the educational crisis and maintain an open and responsible dialogue with the educators and the unions. Molinar's statements were made during the delivery of credentials as president-elect of Panama to José Raúl Molina. I will do what I have to do, and I'm not going to sign any appointment they make. This is how the president-elect, José Raúl Molina, responded regarding the selection process for the new director of the Social Security Fund, the CSS, that the entity's board of directors has initiated. Now, despite the refusal of the president, who today received his credentials, for part of the electoral tribunal. Molina had previously indicated that he will not accept suggestions of names or shortlists to choose the new director of the CSS, which has come from a questioned board of directors of whose members have expired their terms. The board of directors of the CSS opened the call for the selection of the new general director of the entity for the period between 2024 to 2029. They announced that interested parties must present their documentation to the General Secretariat of the CSS between the 3rd and 21st of June. The organic law of the CSS stipulates the conditions for the appointment of the director of the entity for a period of 5 years, who will be chosen from a list of three candidates who must emerge from a competition called by the Board of Directors. Article 35 of Law No. 51 establishes that the proposal will be prepared between the 1st and 31st of July at the beginning of each presidential term. Hence, the instance of the current board of directors on starting a selection process is surprising when the president-elect opposes this happening so far in advance of his arrival at the Palacio de las Casas. The Fourth Administrative Electoral Court did not admit the challenge claim against the elected representatives of the 8th-6th Circuit, Alain Cedeño from Real Andometas, Betseria Richards, Free Nomination, Manuel Samaniego from the Vamos Coalition and Rafael Buchanan from the Democratic Revolutionary Party. This was confirmed to the La Prensa by Antonio San Martin, the lawyer who processed the appeal. At the moment, they are evaluating whether or not to appeal. The challenge was promoted by Cecibel Garcia, former candidate for deputy of this circuit and mother of the former deputy of the Panamanista Party, Kathleen Levy. Well, Garcia alleged that they found at least 66 minutes with alleged irregularities that included errors and crossouts. Other electoral courts have already rejected some of the lawsuits filed against deputies elected in the elections of May the 5th. For example, the Fourth Electoral Court dismissed the challenge presented by the General Electoral Prosecutor's Office against Alain Cedeño, while the Third Electoral Court also did not admit the challenge of Ubaldo Vallejos against Benicio Robinson of the PRD, who was elected in the 1-1 circuit in Bocas del Toro. Vallejos has appealed the decision that was last Saturday. The First Settlement Court of Criminal Cases lifted the measure preventing the elected mayor of the District of Panama from leaving the country, Mayor Mizrachi, who faces a process for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering to the detriment of the National Authority for Government Innovation. The decision, signed by the first judge liquidating criminal cases, Agueda Renteria, was notified to the parties through Edict No. 725 published at the headquarters of that court on Monday. However, Mizrachi must inform the court of the times he leaves the country and his return. And Judge Renteria also ordered to apply the precautionary measure of notification once a month for Mizrachi, who must comply with it in the first 5 days of each month. The investigation is related to the alleged breach of a contract for $211,850 signed in March of 2014 between the state and the company Innovative Venture SA for the installation for a period of 9 months of a messaging platform called Cryptex in the mobile phones of officials of the state security establishments, and which, according to the investigation of the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, was never installed. Also, an internal audit conducted by the AIG in 2014 revealed that Innovative Venture, owned by Mizrachi, breached the contract. The designated Minister of the Environment, Juan Carlos Navarro, stated on Monday that he hopes that the closure of the mine located in Donoso, province of Colón, will be orderly and self-financing. It is a super complex issue. There is an enormous environmental risk right now. There are exposed slopes, and we're starting the rainy season. A phenomenon is expected from La Niña, said Navarro. According to Navarro, he has discussed the issues of the mine with the president-elect, José Raúl Moreno, and that he has already made contacts with the outgoing administration of the Ministry of the Environment, but that on June the 14th, a formal meeting will be held with the current managers of the institution. One of the issues that will require immediate intervention by the next government as of July the 1st is the situation of the mine located in the mountains of Donoso and Omatorios in the province of Colón, which poses serious challenges for both the environment as well as for the communities close to the project. In this place, mining activity is paralyzed, and with each passing day, the risk of contamination grows if it's not attended to diligently. Panama Fire Department confirmed the death of 3 people after the fire that broke out around midnight on Sunday, the 2nd of June, in the barracks near Chinatown in San Felipe. The fire was controlled quickly because the structure was consumed quickly as well. We just found a body, that of a lady, said Ricardo de Leon from the fire department. This was after 6:30 a.m. on Monday. About an hour later, the discovery of 2 other lifeless bodies was confirmed. According to authorities, the incident began at approximately 11 p.m. on Sunday and was extinguished around 1:30 a.m. on Monday. The fire broke out in a barracks on Veragua Street near Barrio Chino in San Felipe. Firefighters reported the relatives of the affected people and local residents reported the disappearance of three people who lived in the house. Preliminary, it was said that about 25 people resided in the property. To control the fire, there were 80 agents involved and 7 fire trucks. The Firefighters Safety Office, the Judicial Investigation Directorate and personnel from the Public Ministry began investigation into the incident. And lastly, the Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology of Panama, the IMHPA, issued on Monday a nationwide rainwatch warning which extends until midnight on Thursday the 6th. According to the IMHPA report, in the coming days there will be unstable and favourable atmospheric conditions to generate abundant and intense rains. The population is asked to avoid crossing swollen rivers and streams and to be alert to possible floods, landslides and falling trees. Panama is already entering the rainy season, and according to forecasts in the Caribbean region, a greater number of hurricanes are expected. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items in the local news compiled for you for today's programme.